The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
UH feels like they've got bigger fish to fry, but I don't know, man. That's a real tough matchup. I don't think anybody wants to play Michigan right now. I mean, if they do win, it was a crappy draw for UH. I kind of felt bad for them.
I do and I don't. I mean, if they play their best, can they beat Michigan?
Yeah.
I also think if San Diego State plays their best, they could beat Houston. So
yes.
Would I be shocked if they lost in the first round? No. Would I be shocked if they got through two games? No, I really wouldn't. Texans apparently trying to throw a lot of money at Nate Solder. I don't know if this is a good idea. You're going to have to pay him like a top five tackle in the league, right? Which he's not. And he's never even made a Pro Bowl.
If Nate Solder didn't play for the Patriots, we'd think of him as just a guy or an average.
I think he's an average to slightly above average player. But when you start going down the list of guys who are available after him, you're going to have to overpay for them. There's only about three. Do you know who's number seven on the list of available tackles? Chris Clark.
Oh, man.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real. At Jonk Snow, with a zero in the snow park. At Degenerates975, you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A lot of other good stuff as well. So check it out at podcastarena.com. And you can also want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. So been a fun show so far. Going to be a fun week. Lots going on. We did not have Lance Erline today, but he'll join us tomorrow, hopefully, because he's rocketing tonight. But 4-9 says, that's a new thing. Everything writes a list of about 30 things they would like to experience and call it a bucket list. Says, probably not.
Just go live life,
well,
dude.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I kind of... And that's not really fair for me to say because I'm old and I've had a chance to do almost everything I've ever wanted in life. And so, like, if I were to make a list now, I don't really know what I would put on it. Not dying would be one.
That's a good one.
I'd like to not die. I wouldn't mind going to Australia at some point in my life, but it's not a must. And that's an awful long flight. And the same thing with Europe. I've never done Europe. And it's like, I'd like to do it, but it's not like I have to check this off before I die.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things. I wouldn't mind playing the main event again. That would be fun, but it's not. I mean, I've done it, and it's kind of like, That's what happens when you get old. You look back, and you say, okay, what did I not do that I would have liked to have done?
Yeah.
I would have liked to have not been married so much.
So many times or for so much of your life?
So many times.
Okay.
Because I crammed a lot of single into the gaps between.
Right. But it would have been nice to find the right one early on in the game.
Yeah, and then not have to worry about anything. But
on the same hand, you got your kids out of one of those wives.
Well, yeah, so that was a positive.
But it'd be nice if you could cut, like, if you could have this wife and that was it.
Yeah, I think the first one was, the first one kind of led to the second one indirectly. And, you know, it just, that, but I don't regret anything. I mean, if I hadn't have done the things I've done, I wouldn't wind up where I am, which is a pretty good place. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's kind of hard for me to think of something that I haven't done that I'd love to do. So when you're 23, though, why worry about that? I mean, well, you shouldn't worry about that until you get to be your age. You start thinking, you know, what have I not done yet that would be fun? Or John's age. You guys have done a lot of cool stuff, too.
I've done a couple cool things.
Yeah. And that's when you start thinking, okay, I'm almost to the halfway point here. If there's some things that I want to get done in this life, probably need to jump on them. I have some breaking news for you.
You're shoplifting tonight.
No. UConn is the top seed in the women's basketball tournament for the 12th consecutive year. I know you're excited. Come on.
UConn versus the field. I wonder what the number is on that.
I don't know.
I bet it's something like minus 500.
It's got to be, yeah. Well, and they didn't they lose last year? I would not take the field this year if that's the case.
I don't know if they lost last
year. John, you should know this. You like women's basketball.
Who are the defending women's basketball champions, John?
UConn?
No, they I'm almost willing to bet money they lost in the semifinals last year.
Was it to Stanford?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was to like Mississippi State. If I'm right about this, this is again useless information that pops out of my head. But I think I think Clemson beat Mississippi State for the championship. It was somebody weird. That's just my guess. But UConn did not win last year. I'd be willing to bet
South Carolina,
close enough.
Clemson. The Cox?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Lady Cox.
Yeah.
The Lady Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that broke a 4-year run of Connecticut winning.
But was I right? Was it Mississippi State that knocked them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Because South Carolina, two. Mississippi State was the semifinal.
Final. Yeah, and then
Connecticut and Stanford went out in the Final Four.
Okay. Yeah, and the Lady Cox beat the Mississippi State, the Rebels. By 12.
Bulldogs,
I'm sorry.
Bulldog gets in this case, I guess.
Oh, that's the Ole Miss.
We call
Miss
them
is,
the Lady Dogs.
Ole Miss is the Rebels.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. By 12.
So I already confused South Carolina with Clemson. Don't go making it worse by confusing Mississippi State with Mississippi. It's a shame bell across the board.
Shame.
Not really. It's women's basketball. I was being facetious. Peter says, did you hear about these mail bombs in Austin? I'm scared to check mail here in Austin.
Hear about that. Yeah.
So apparently there have been three packages that have exploded. And, man, this is...
I'm against that.
I am, too, because this is the kind of stuff that, like an old person sees a package, they're going to open it, right?
And yeah.
Me, if I see a package that doesn't have anything on it, I'm going to be a little worried about it.
Yeah.
I guess now. I wouldn't have before. And the wife orders so many things from Amazon and stuff
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. You put it in an Amazon box, my wife's opening that.
Yeah, and even if we didn't order it, it's probably going to be like, oh, cool, what do we get? Yeah. What do we get?
I don't remember ordering this.
Yeah.
It was probably me while I was drunk.
Exactly.
Unless it's a bomb.
Yeah, you didn't order that.
I didn't order that.
No, I wonder about people. I mean, who does that? Who puts bombs on people's...
A-holes.
Well, more than a-holes, you're just an awful human being. I hope they catch him. I'll warn you, if you do it on my place, you will be on video. So you might blow me up, but the police will get you. Hey, I have a...
What if your camera's damaged in the explosion?
I have two, and they're in different angles, and I ain't going to get them both.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Now that guy's packing
up. After well, he's going to have to... I'll know exactly what he's doing then. No, I put all that stuff out there after the last time somebody ripped off a package from us. I have a story that I don't know how I feel about this, but I'll be curious what you think. You were a big Sopranos guy, right?
I was.
I think almost everyone's a...
Everybody likes that show. It's a good show.
It's at least in, I think, consensus top five for almost everybody, right? Yeah. John, you would agree?
I'd have to, you know, think about my top five. But yeah, it's close up there.
But it'd be in the conversation. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was one of the original great shows along with The Wire. I'll throw Deadwood in there. But, they won 21 Emmy Awards in 6 seasons in 86 episodes. David Chase has said for years he was not interested in doing any more with the show. Well, apparently, New Line has purchased a screenplay to a Sopranos prequel.
Yeah, we discussed this when you were gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you talk about it.
You weren't listening?
Well, I listened to some, but every time I tuned in, you were ripping me for something.
Well, you can still tell the story. There may be people who didn't want to listen when you were gone.
No, that's not true. Everybody wanted to listen while I was gone. But anyway, it's going to be called Many Saints of Newark, and it's set in the era of Newark riots in the 60s, a time when African-Americans and the Italians of Newark were at each other's throats. And amongst the gangsters of each group, these conflicts became especially lethal. So, screenplay written by Chase and Lawrence Connor, who has Planet of the Apes, Star Trek VI, Superman IV, Boardwalk Empire, and 3 episodes of The Sopranos to his credit. Be interesting. Well, I don't know, man. To me, you can't do any Sopranos thing without James Gandolfini.
I'm kind of with you, but I don't know. I mean,
there's nothing you can do with James Gandolfini.
Right.
Unless you want to do like they did with his mom when they made her a hologram.
I don't like that.
That was kind of freaky. But, yeah, I think I'm out on it.
I'll probably watch it because I'm a sucker.
I don't know, man. It's just...
watch everything.
It's kind of like the spinoff...
Am I kidding, Fred?
The spinoff Sons of Anarchy series. It's like, no.
I'll probably watch that too, or at least try to.
Another name the Texans are interested in that they should be? Cornerback E.J. Gaines.
Okay.
It's another guy that I think is not going to break the bank. But they're also interested in Malcolm Butler, which we knew.
That would break the bank.
Yeah, they're going to have to... See, I'd rather have Gaines, I think, than
at this point,
pay Malcolm Butler starter, I mean, like, number one cornerback money.
Yeah, you almost need, like, quantity over top-tier quality.
I want two or three Gaines.
Because you need a lot of guys. So if you go out and that's why the Jimmy Graham thing has never made sense to me and why Texans fan. And I get that Texan fan says, oh, Jimmy Graham, that's a household name.
Right.
It's a big star. But if you pay Jimmy Graham, that's like two offensive linemen. And that's what you really need.
Yeah. I'd rather you spend big money on one offensive lineman, whether it's Nate Solder, and then medium money on some of these other guys. And then go get three cornerbacks that are $8 million
a year. Yeah.
One of them can play safety, and you know that. Then I think you're in pretty good shape. Then you can kind of go into the draft and not worry about having to say, okay, I'm just, you know, I've got to go get an offensive lineman here because we don't have any.
Yeah.
Fred, someone said The Wire season 3 was the best season of television. Thoughts?
It's up there.
It's in
sure.
the conversation,
and it helped that it came right after season 2, which was like the worst season of The Wire.
Yeah.
So season 3, that'll blow your head off after you watch season 2.
And I think Wire's top 3, and the only thing that keeps it from being a consensus number 1 for me was season 2.
Yeah, I love The Wire. It's my favorite one. It's my favorite show.
It's up there. But, and it's so funny with there's so many shows that if they'd kept going, then maybe they wouldn't be as good as, like, I mean, Banshee I love. I think Banshee ended at just the right time. If it had, because I wanted more. If it had kept going, who knows if it would have still been good.
They would have blown it.
Yeah, like to me, Mad Men started off, the first three seasons were as good as anything, and right. then there's people who still think it was great, but I thought the last three were just garbage. Mm. And some of them you need to eject at the right time. And then there's others. I said same thing, Firefly, which was only like, 14 episodes? I don't know that would have held up, but that's 14 damn good episodes.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, I'd love to just have pictures of all my favorite actors from those things. And, you know, the best place to go would call Michael and set him up for Pick Me. If you're having an event, let's say you're having a watch party and you want The Wire on in the background, hey, they could take care of it for you. Magic Mirror Photo Booth is fantastic by Pick Me Events. Great for any event, your wedding, your birthday, your bar mitzvah, you're having a corporate outing. We had them here when we did our private party, and they've got custom photo layouts for any theme, custom animations, unlimited photo prints at your event, social media sharing, and more. And your experience with Pick Me is going to be like unlike anything you deal with. And it's really cool. When we did the big Christmas party at Nick's, he was there taking photos and managed to get some photos there. When we were here, I took one with our friend Holly, and of course she looked good in it, and I didn't, but that's okay. It had Gal Media all over it, and he can personalize it to your party, to your bar mitzvah, to your wedding. I'm telling you, the Pick Me Events booth is awesome. And they're running specials all month long, so contact them today to book your unique experience. 713-423-4190. 713-423-4190, or go to pickmeevents.com. That's PICMEevents.com, and they'll take care of you. That's Pick Me Events.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Intergalactic.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You know, I forgot it was spring break this week.
Yep.
I just was noticing that all the...
Maybe I think it's going to mean less traffic on the roads.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to mean that because we're not getting as much social media as we usually get, which tends to mean people aren't driving, even though they shouldn't be driving in social media, but that's okay. But yeah, I forgot it was spring break, so we'll probably have a Katie appearance on Wednesday then, since she's probably going to hang out with me that day.
All right.
That's all right with you guys.
Fine by me.
Gary says, pick me events. I thought you said pygmy events. Now, that would be interesting. If you have a pygmy event, pygmy can take pictures for you. It'd be a great one. Somebody asked who my number one show is. I have to go back and put that list together again. As great as The Sopranos was, though, even it had seasons that were just eh.
Yeah.
And episodes where you just said, okay, this is just awful, and it's jumped the shark. But then they would come back with something, you just go, wow.
Okay, but for me, I loved Banshee, and I thought that was such a great show. And one of my favorite things about it is it never slowed down. It never had, like, it didn't even have dull episodes, dull seasons.
It never had a bad show.
But there were only three seasons of it.
Right. But that's the thing, and that's kind of what I was talking about. I was like, if it kept going, I wanted more. I kind of thought there was a lot more to the story they could have done.
But they preferred to get out while it was still great versus letting it turn into another one of these shows that we say, well, if they would have gotten out here, it would have been great. They didn't want to be that.
And you know, I'm kind of feeling that way. I'm finally into season six of Longmire. Starting to think maybe that one should have cut off a little sooner.
Yep.
But although I'm told the second half of season six is really good, and I haven't gotten to that yet. And every one of those seasons start a little slow and then get good. But I would say the one show that was consistently good from start to finish over a long period of time was Justified. I don't know if I would make that number one, but man, I don't remember there being any episode of that where I said, okay, eh. And the writing in that show was as good as anything that's been on TV. Does that make it my number one? I don't know. But it's up there, and that I just think that show was consistently good for a long period of time. And it also was one of those where you didn't have to – I mean, there were storylines going on, but you could jump in the middle and just pick an episode, and you'd figure out what was going on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily standalones, but you could – like if you flipped on tonight and your first episode you ever saw was season three, episode four, you'd sit there and go, hey, this is pretty freaking
good.
Not bad. Yeah.
Got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I was looking in my folder here, and I saw my futures bets that I wrote down.
Yeah. are we gonna relive these now?
Of my 10 futures bets, two of them didn't make the field.
Okay.
So that's not ideal. That means they have zero chance of winning.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and scratch that money.
So St. Mary's 50-1, no longer good. UL Lafayette 1,000-1, no longer
good. They were both snubbed, damn it. They should have been in. Jeez.
Agreed.
You still have Aggie at a big price, right?
Well, that's kind of the sad part. So here are the numbers I've got left. I've got Xavier at 25-1, which they're 20-1 now currently. So I've got a little bit of value on that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a legitimate – I think they have a legitimate chance.
Yeah. I've got Purdue at 15-1. Another team that I think has a legitimate chance. They're also 15-1 currently. I have Arizona at 15-1. They're down to 12-1, so I got a little juice there. Yeah. I'm doing all right. Kentucky 30-1. They're at 28-1 now.
Okay.
Okay.
I could see them. They're capable of getting hot though and winning some tournament games. I don't know if they're capable of winning the whole thing, but
I have Tennessee at 40-1. Which at the time, I felt pretty good about that number. I think they're the best team in the SEC. Currently 60-1. Aggie, I have it 85-1. Currently 110-1. That's not good. This is the worst one, though. Rhode Island. I had 50-1. 165-1 now.
Ooh, God, you know it would suck if they won that at 165-1.
Well,
I mean, you'd be happy with your 50, but you'd be like, damn.
And New Mexico State, which was, besides UL Lafayette, my longest shot, 250-1.
Yeah.
They're currently 500-1.
But those are all in.
They're all
it's
in.
It's just ULL and St. Mary's that didn't get in.
Yeah. Could have been worse.
Aggie at 85-1, man. I don't know that I hate that.
Yeah, I
could see it happening.
I haven't filled out my bracket officially yet, but I've definitely thought about putting Xavier in that middle box, and that might be my best. That might be my go-to because that way I'm cheering for a futures bet anyway.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
Or I could hedge and not pick any of the teams that I have futures on, and that way if one of them wins, at least I can win like a bracket pool or something.
Yeah.
But there's no winning for me. What am I talking about?
832 says traffic's still horrible, stuck in it now. Well, that sucks. I have to say, last week when I was off during the show, I had a couple doctor's appointments that were when the show was on. I had to go pick up the wife at the airport. All these little things that driving around when I never drive around between 4 and 7. But it gave me a chance to listen to you guys a little bit. My God, the traffic is so awful. I really feel for you guys that have to deal with this every day. Because I hate driving home at 7 because the traffic's always bad. But, my goodness, you can't go anywhere in this city. It doesn't matter what road you're on. It's always slow. So, yeah. You have my Twitter thoughts and prayers, guys. Really. Who the hell's yelling out there now?
Where's it? What's the party, John? Yeah. I want to know.
I want to know what's so important that somebody has to scream over the show. Man, I was walking by the Salisbury show over there. And I thought, man, what happened to Sean?
There's no show.
No, it's Patrick Creighton.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Yeah. Which, I don't understand this, Fred. You're management now, right?
Yes.
You know that if we were to be on Sports Map from 4 to 7, that would help grow our audience.
Yes, and it would help grow Sports Map's audience.
Agreed. No offense to Patrick Creighton, but from 5 to 7, he's on Sports Map. I feel like we should be on the week that Salisbury's off. It's a great time to test run the Blitz simulcast for 3 hours, right?
I would say it would make sense.
Yeah,
But I'm not involved in the programming end of things.
But you do have some clout around
here. I do have a little clout, but I'm only tangentially involved in that.
Well, get a little more involved if you don't mind.
Listen, my butt's busy enough trying to keep Sports Map going and trying to deal with some of this other stuff that I deal with around here. I actually have other things that I do. It might shock you. So I stay out of that. That's Jong's purvey. And Todd and those guys.
It's more of a Craig thing. So
okay. Well, you know what we could do? We could have a... Like, I can have a cage match with Craig, and if I win, I think I'd be okay in that one.
Yeah.
I'd like my chances. It'd be competitive. Craig's kind of a big guy, but I still think I could outquick him. What the heck is this?
It's a theory of a dead man.
Really?
You just heard the Tanya Harding part?
Yeah. I like Theory of a Dead Man. I haven't heard this song. I think Bad Girlfriend's my favorite of theirs. Travis asked if you checked out Altered Carbon yet.
Nope, and I won't.
It's not really in your idiom, but it keeps popping up as shows you might like on mine. So I probably will check it out.
I've watched, I think, 3 episodes. I think you like it, Fred.
Okay. Because I'm kind of getting into that Counterpart now, too. Have you been watching that?
No, I haven't.
That's a weird freaking show, man. Get stoned and watch that.
I'm watching Sneaky Pete Season 2.
See, that's the thing. That's next on my list, probably, because I liked season one a lot, but it's not one that I feel like I have to watch right away either. I'm not like so excited for it. And then Jeff asked, where does The Shield rank on your list of favorite TV shows? I was never really a Shield guy. I know there's people who swear by it.
I think it's good. It's not in my top 10, though.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a He says, I see what you thought. I was wondering why traffic was so light, and I guess that's why 610 by the Galleria is still bad, but everywhere else was much, much lighter for me, Ben the Skeleton. Great, 610 by the Galleria, that's how I go home.
That's where we are?
Yeah, right there in the beautiful
Galleria. When daylight savings hits, I think traffic is a little better, too, because people, for some reason, can't drive in the dark as well.
That's true.
Yeah, and it should lighten up even after this week, too. Like, not, you know, significantly, but you'll see a little less people driving slow and stuff.
I hope so, because, you know, that's one of those things that I'm completely irrational about is traffic. Man, well, we'll talk about this when we come back. What a beautiful day today, though.
Not bad.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
36 long. What is my color? A little tight in the shoulder. But your nose still fit me good. I wear a 36 long.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by AccountTemps. 59, the Southwest Freeway, northbound at Edlow, there's an accident, and there's a new accident out on the West Loop, 610 northbound at 59. Demand for top talent is at an all-time high. AccountTemps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. AccountTemps or Robert Half Company. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, Saturday was when we went out and did all our drinking, and it was hot when we were walking. We walked, and it was... I mean, it was legitimately hot. Part of it was I was wearing a black shirt, but I thought, geez, man, it's only March. It shouldn't be this hot. So yesterday I didn't get out at all because I was recovering. This morning I go out, T-shirt and shorts to walk the dog at like 6 o'clock. Like, damn, it got cold. What the hell?
Yeah, it happens.
What the hell? But it was once it warmed up a little, what a beautiful day. Hopefully that you guys on spring break took a little advantage of that. Because we've got like two more days of this, I think.
And then, what are you going to be doing? You going to be out on your patio nude?
No, I don't do the nude thing. Mm. In fact, I don't even go nude in the shower anymore. I'm so disgusted with how I look.
In the shower, yeah, guy.
I just put on something so I don't have to see myself naked. That's how I feel. A32S, is anybody watching the Waco documentary? Yeah, we did watch that. I thought it was interesting. I read a lot more on it afterwards, but I thought it was a little slanted towards the actual the Davidians.
But it definitely was, but it also came from Davidians and an FBI negotiator.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of makes you think, well, maybe.
So here's the other thing that I did the other day before I went and got stupid drunk. But I guess I did this Friday before the show. Went and bought a bunch of books because I like to go about once every 6 months and load up on books. So okay. I bought that Molly's Game, which I've already read and we talked about earlier. But I bought like five of the Longmire books.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing how different those are. And I made sure I got stories that sounded much different than what was on TV. And so I'll be giving a book report on those at some point. I don't know when I'm going to have time to read them. Because I had time over the weekend, because like I said, yesterday I wasn't getting off the couch. But, you know, I started one of them and it seems very interesting. A couple people ask about, do you watch Shameless? I've tried, it just doesn't capture me. Wife watched it a few times and she was kind of into it, but there's just some shows like that. You know what? I think it's a Showtime thing.
You don't like Showtime shows?
I think Counterpart is the only one that I've gotten into. Because I tried watching Ray Donovan, and I ejected after a year. Homeland, I ejected after a year. I just thought, and everybody keeps, it gets better, it gets better. It's like, well, It may, but to me, it's like an ex-wife. I'm done with you. I don't care if you got better after that. Maybe you cleaned up, lost some weight, looked better. I'm not going back to you.
Yeah.
When it's over, it's over. And same thing with Billions. Isn't that Showtime also?
Is it?
I don't know. But that's the one everybody told me, oh, this is
great. Yeah.
It's better than Game of Thrones and blah, blah, blah. And I got 9 episodes in and finally just said, you know, there have to be characters I like. You have to keep my attention. I'm not that snobby, but you know, if the story is moving too slow, I won't stick with it because I'm investing an hour.
I'm with you. Yeah. There's too many shows out there now.
Yeah. And especially with all the Netflix and everything else, you know, I don't know. Fred, you seem like you would have a Yorkie for a dog. Dude, you could not be more wrong. I would never have a small dog of any kind. My dog's 70 pounds, and that's as small a dog as I'll have.
We're dog sitting now.
Oh, really?
And I forget what kind of dog it is. It's the kind where, like, I mean, it's a little dog.
Oh.
And it's got not like a fit-in-your-purse-size dog, but it's the kind that has, like, the fur
fit in my backpack size dog. I don't have a purse, okay?
It could fit in your backpack. Well, maybe not that back. It could fit in my backpack.
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but it's that kind that's got the fur is like down on his eyes. I don't know how he sees anything.
Pomeranian?
Maybe it's something like that. But
Is it like the one that got eaten in Snakes on a Plane?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Pomeranian. Quick Google search. No, it's not that. That wouldn't be allowed at my house. But yeah, I don't know what.
Maybe
it is
a Yorkie. Maybe you're because. But yeah, I don't like small dogs. The only one I'd ever even consider would be like a miniature pincher.
I think it is some kind of a Yorkie.
Okay,
but it's I feel like it's bigger than most of the Yorkies that I've seen. I don't know if they come in different sizes.
Well, maybe it was maybe mommy was a Yorkie and. Daddy was
a Rolling Stone,
a Cocker Spaniel.
I see what you did there.
Saying.
I see what you did there.
Cocker Spaniels have hair over their eyes too.
Yeah, it does look like that Yorkshire Terrier though.
Okay, so, but no, I don't like little dogs at all. The only one I like miniature pinchers kind of look cool, and you could put them in your backpack. But I like big dogs. Like big dogs that will eat small dogs.
I liked, I like big dogs too. And I've got a German Shepherd now, but I love those corgis. They were, they weren't exactly small though. They were like 30 something pound dogs.
Yeah,
they're medium sized.
They were at either the high end of small or the low end of big.
Yeah.
But those are about as small as I would go, but those are kind of cool looking dogs. Don asking, do you know any decent cigar places in Regina going in a few weeks? I don't know of any.
Fred's got all kinds of tips in Regina.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. Go to Casino Regina, though. That place is pretty cool. But there's a, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a place that has Cuban cigars. It's not too far from the casino. So you can probably just, but I don't remember what it's called. Well, I guess we can get Cuban cigars here now, right? Or no?
I don't know what the rules are yet.
I know we can bring them back from Canada.
Right. I don't know if you can buy them here. I don't know if they're imported just yet.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've kind of got since I've quit smoking. Like, I'll have the occasional cigar again.
Yeah.
But I'm not really even enjoying those either, so that may not last. It was just kind of since I'm not doing cigarettes anymore, maybe I'll have a cigar. And then, but I'm not really, like I said, it's just kind of, eh. I kind of lost taste for those a few years ago. So maybe I'm out on those too.
I just can't stand smelling like a guitar.
Well, I don't like smelling them if somebody else is smoking them, but if I am, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I know that's weird. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Are we down to one segment?
Jeez. That's it.
Wow. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back, calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on National Powerhouse TCU on Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Reckman Park. It's Dollar Dog Night, so bring your friends and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. There you go. Ian says, have you checked out Atlanta on FX? That's not something that's on my radar, but John, you've watched a couple of those?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
Okay. I got too much going on right now, so it's going to have to be something that like really blows me away.
Right.
All right, let's do some... Hoffman on Hollywood.
Nope, Dumbass Report.
Dumbass Report, sorry.
Yeah, and this one story, it may take up a lot of time, but...
Go ahead.
Have you heard this about the Missouri child brides? Have you heard that Missouri is like a state where basically anybody who's 15 years old and wants to get married, they go to Missouri, and that's where they can legally get married?
Really?
Yep.
So don't you have to have parents' approval or something?
No.
So if you're 15, you can just go to Missouri and get married.
That's what I'm
understanding here. What if you live here and you're 15 and say you got a 17-year-old boyfriend? They can just get in a car and go to Missouri and get married.
You know what? It says only one of the parents has to approve. So even if the other fully objects, it doesn't matter. It says every other state requires some combination of a judge's order, parents' permission from both parents, premarital counseling, or proof of pregnancy. Some flat-out prohibit marriages so young, but in Missouri, brides and grooms as young as 15 can marry with no more than the single approving swipe of their parent's pin, even if the other parent objects. Even children aged 14, 13, 12, or younger can marry in Missouri with the signature of both parents and a judge's approval. So, over 1,000 children, 15 years old since 1999, have been married in Missouri. Several hundred of them married to their own statutory rapists. Basically, this one girl who's from Iowa, it says she was 15, she didn't even have a driver's license. Her boyfriend was 21, and they were in Iowa, where that's what we call statutory rape.
Right.
But she fell in love with his long hair, bad boy attitude, tongue ring, and 28 tattoos.
That sounds like a real winner there.
Yeah,
but you picked a winner, darling.
Listen, she's 15. What does she?
Yeah,
what does she know?
Of course, then he went on to become, a lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses. Or
exactly.
Something.
Yeah. So basically, he knocked her up, and now there's evidence that he's a statutory rapist. So rather than have her 21-year-old boyfriend go to jail for the rest, or not for the rest of his life, but for presumably a long, long time. Well, they just drove down to Missouri and got hitched. And apparently this is like a thing that happens all the time, which is just crazy to me. It's a destination now for child brides. Basically, any chicks who want to get married at 15, that's where they're headed. All right, off of that story.
I am disgusted by this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Kaylee Muthart has permanently lost her eyesight after she gouged her own eyes out under the influence of meth. She was found gouging her own eyes out outside a South Carolina church. In her delirium, she initially fought off help from locals, but was eventually restrained by a team of responders. Unfortunately, it was too late to restore her eyesight. She was under the influence of methamphetamine, and apparently she believed that everyone who had died was stuck in their graves, that God was alone in heaven, and that in order to release everyone into heaven, she had to sacrifice something important. which she decided would be her eyeballs.
Don't do math.
Yeah, I was going to ask for that. Well done, John.
Yeah, not wise, guys. She said, took losing my sight to get me back on the right path, but from the bottom of my heart, I'm so glad that I got back to it. Okay.
I can see clearly now the rain is on.
Matt,
no?
I see what you did there.
Blinded by the light.
No. A Grammy-nominated producer claims he successfully got a traffic ticket dismissed by arguing his Tesla Model S was operating the car's semi-autonomous autopilot mode at the time he was pulled over in Los Angeles with his feet hanging out the window. A spokesperson for the LA court system says the case was dismissed only because the responding police officer didn't show up. But ever since the autopilot system debuted in 2015, many drivers have published videos that showed the system being pushed to its limits and beyond. Tesla advises drivers must keep attention on the road while autopilot's being used and be prepared to take the wheel on a moment's notice. But music producer DJ Clipso said he was successfully convinced a traffic court in LA to dismiss the ticket while his car was operating in autopilot. Speaking to Entertainment News, Joseph Murad, the guy's real name, claimed he was driving on the 101 when he was pulled over by California Highway Patrol while his feet were hanging out the window. He was on his filming himself on his cell phone while the car was going when he got pulled over. And he's gotten out of it now. So if you have a fancy self-driving car, word is, it doesn't matter now. You just do what you want.
Yeah, just, sleep. Have sex.
By the way, we'll have this story next week where the guy is definitely dead, smashed into a million pieces.
Yeah.
But that is today's Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right. By the way, I'm looking at Houston Transtar. There's still traffic all over the place.
Are you bummed you've got a 5-day week this week?
Not really, because, part of it's going to be fun because we'll be out of Revelry, which is close to home.
Okay.
And then I'm really interested in checking out this poker room we're going to be at Friday. Excuse me, Social Club. I may go, since the tournament probably wouldn't be over, I may go play some cash before the show.
Yeah.
We'll see. See how I feel. But, I'm not too bummed. Tomorrow will be fun. Then we'll be into a Water of the Odds Wednesday, and we'll be all over the tournament. And then Thursday and Friday we have games. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really happy to be doing 5 days this week.
That's what I'm talking about, Fred. That's the spirit.
Fired up. All right. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That was okay today.
You've been worse.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.